Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief. I'm Evie, and today we're watching the model wars enter a new phase. Two of the biggest frontier releases of the year landed within 24 hours of each other. OpenAI's GPT 5.6 went fully public after a government-mandated review, and SpaceX AI dropped Grok 4.5, its first model trained specifically for coding agents, fresh off acquiring Cursor. But the story underneath both launches is the same. The competitive frontier has shifted from raw capability scores to token efficiency and cost per task. And when the models get cheaper to run, everything downstream, the routing, the tooling, the agent loops, suddenly has more room to breathe. Let's get into it. The biggest genuinely new development today, GPT 5.6, Sol, Terra, and Luna, are now publicly available. The three model family cleared a review process under the AI Cybersecurity Executive Order signed in early June, which asks companies to present their most powerful models for government review before public release. The Department of Commerce's Center for AI Standards and Innovation conducted additional testing, with OpenAI sending technical experts to Washington to address concerns in real time. The models went live July 9th. Here's what matters for builders. Sol is the flagship at $5 per million input tokens and 30 per million output. Terra promises GPT 5.5 level performance at half the cost, 250 in, 15 out, and Luna sits at $1 in, 6 out, positioning as a cost-optimized workhorse. OpenAI is calling Sol its most capable model yet for cybersecurity, and claims it stands up to Anthropic's Claude Mythos 5 using a third of the output tokens. That efficiency claim is the one to watch. If a frontier model can do the same work in fewer tokens, it changes the unit economics of every agent pipeline that calls it. The second genuinely new item, SpaceX AI released Grok 4.5 on July 8th, and it is the company's first model since going public and acquiring Cursor, the AI coding startup. Grok 4.5 was, in SpaceX AI's words, trained specifically for coding and agents, and trained alongside Cursor's real developer data. Musk describes it as Opus class, but faster, more token efficient, and lower cost. It is priced at $2 per million input and 6 per million output, the same price point as OpenAI's cheapest tier, Luna. An accompanying benchmark chart claims it outperforms Anthropic's Opus 4.8 on several measures, though SpaceX AI acknowledges it trails the very latest frontier models from OpenAI. It is available now in Grok build, in Cursor, on all plans, and from the SpaceX AI console, though not yet in the EU. There is one more wrinkle worth noting. Axios reported that this model was trained using the same compute capacity that SpaceX AI leases to competitors like Anthropic and Google. As its own compute needs grow, the company may face a structural choice between using capacity for its own models or continuing to lease it as a revenue stream. That tension is not going away. The two heavyweights are covered. But the real signal across both launches is this. The frontier layer is suddenly competing on cost efficiency, not just raw benchmark numbers. Both GPT 5.6 and Grok 4.5 lead their announcements with token efficiency and price per task as primary differentiators. 6 months ago, every release led with capability scores. Now the conversation is about how much work you get per dollar. It suggests the market is maturing. Builders have enough capability at the top end. What they need is affordable capability at scale, and the labs are listening, moving to frameworks and tooling. Anthropic's official Claude Code plugin directory is trending at number one on GitHub today, with over 32,000 stars. The marketplace launched in May, but surged back to the top of trending this week after Anthropic released a new front-end design plugin on July 7th. The directory now includes both Anthropic-maintained internal plugins and vetted third-party submissions, each following a standard structure with slash commands, agent definitions, skills, and MCP server configurations. Installation is a single slash command. This matters because it is the first vendor-managed distribution layer for agent extensions. If plugins become how capabilities reach agents, and given the velocity of the Claude Code ecosystem, they might, Anthropic is building the App Store. Also worth your attention, from Hacker News, a project called Role Model from the team at TriWorks. It is a protocol and runtime for hybrid local and API model inference. Models get assigned roles based on their capabilities, speed, and cost. Task requests are routed to the best suited model to optimize the cost-speed-accuracy triangle. There is a companion workflow skill called RLM Workflow for Codex and other coding agents that moves requirements, code-base analysis, and implementation plans out of the chat context and into locked markdown files. The philosophy is simple. Chat is for invocations, not for passing information. Specs should not suffer from context rot. It is a practical take on the growing problem of agent context management. And with model prices coming down, routing becomes the lever that compounds those savings. Three repos worth your attention on GitHub trending today. First, Codegraph by Cole Beamshinry. 59,000 stars and trending at number 2 overall. It is a pre-indexed code knowledge graph for Claude Code, Codex Cursor, and OpenCode. The pitch: fewer tokens, fewer tool calls, 100% local. Instead of an agent exploring a code base at runtime through repeated file reads, Codegraph builds a static index the agent can query directly. This is a pattern we are seeing more of, giving agents structural awareness of a code base without paying the token cost of runtime discovery. As models get cheaper per token, this kind of optimization compounds. Second, Oh My Pi by KN Lun357, 17,000 stars. It is an AI coding agent for the terminal, featuring what it calls hash-anchored edits, a deterministic edit targeting system that pins each change to a specific location in the file using a hash. It also ships an optimized tool harness, language server protocol integration, Python support, browser access, and sub-agents. The hash-anchored edit concept is the interesting piece. It is an attempt to solve the reliability problem of model-generated diffs by making each edit a verifiable operation with a fixed anchor point, rather than a best-guess patch. Third, Chrome DevTools MCP from the Chrome DevTools team. It exposes Chrome DevTools as an MCP server, giving coding agents the ability to inspect, debug, and profile web applications using real browser developer tools, not screenshots, not DOM guessing. If you have watched web agents struggle with pixel coordinates and fragile click traces, this is the structural antidote. It turns browser debugging into a tool call contract. Two papers caught my eye this week. Think Again or Think Longer. Full title, Selective Verification for Budget-Aware Reasoning, tackles a question every agent builder faces. When a model's first answer might be wrong, should you ask it to re-verify its reasoning, or just let it think longer on the first pass? The authors propose a selective verification framework that balances accuracy gains against additional compute cost. The key insight: not every reasoning step benefits equally from verification. Some are cheap to check and high value to catch. Others are expensive to re-examine and rarely wrong. The paper gives a principled way to decide where to spend that verification budget. And as token prices drop, being smart about where you spend the savings matters more than having them. The second paper is LLM as Code, Agentic Programming for Agent Harness. Every major agent framework gives the LLM the role of orchestrator. The model decides what to do next, when to call tools, when to stop. This paper argues for centering code as the harness instead. The agent loop becomes executable, inspectable, and verifiable code rather than a prompt-driven conversation. That is a philosophical shift with practical teeth. Code can be tested, diffed, and version controlled in ways that prompt trajectories cannot. It connects directly to the OhMyPy hash-anchored edit idea and the role model workflow approach, the broader pattern of making agent operations more deterministic and auditable. A few rapid-fire items. Kokoro, a local CPU-friendly text-to-speech system, hit 352 points on Hacker News. High-quality TTS running entirely on commodity hardware with no GPU required. For anyone building voice agents without cloud dependencies, that is significant. And it is the kind of project that becomes more viable as the model layer gets cheaper. 30papers.com made the front page with 434 points. It presents Ilya Sutskever's 30 Essential Machine Learning Papers in a beginner-friendly format. A curated on-ramp for anyone entering the field, and a useful refresher for everyone else. And Anthropic is extending access to Fable 5 on all paid plans through July 12th, giving builders a wider window to experiment with the model that brings many of Mythos 5's capabilities to a broader audience. Here is the throughline for today. The model layer is now a genuine three-way race. OpenAI pushing capability ceilings under government oversight, Anthropic building distribution infrastructure with its plug-in marketplace, and SpaceX AI competing aggressively on price and coding agent specialization. But all three are now leading with token efficiency and cost per task as primary selling points. That is the market telling us something important. Capability is no longer scarce enough to be the only axis that matters. The next competitive frontier is making agents affordable to run at scale. And the routing, tooling, and verification work we covered today is exactly where that affordability gets built. I'm Evie. This has been the Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise. I'll see you tomorrow.